you can't do both well as a small company. You either have to direct resources into retail to do it well or direct resources online. And of course, there's overlap. So, like if you do an influencer campaign, that's going to help your in-store sales and your online sales, but your influencers have to tell people where to buy stuff. And you know, as much as they can say online and in stores, one has to have the stronger pull. So for us, because we have a great connection with our audience, we really understand them. We spend a lot of time researching, learning about our community. We speak to customers every day. We have, you know, focus groups. We take our customers out for afternoon tea. And during lockdown, when we couldn't do that, we had a virtual tea and chat where we posted them kind of tea and cake in the mailbox and had a really good chat, did some user testing. So because we have that great relationship, we don't really need retail. It's kind of a nice to have. But the reason we still like to partner with retailers, when it comes to retail, it does allow excellent accessibility. I mean, the fact that people can walk into a store, get their item and have it the same day and use it immediately is great. And for some of our older customer base who aren't so savvy with technology, or even some of our younger customer base who don't really like e-commerce, having the retail outlets is really beneficial. But what we've been talking about a lot is the fact that we've always intended to be a kind of direct-to-consumer company just because of the experience that you can give your customers. So we can ensure that everyone has an excellent experience if we manage that whole process. Whereas in stores, you have far less control over that. Even with brand ambassadors in place, even with the product literature, you can't guarantee that people are definitely going to buy the exact right thing for them and know clearly how to use it and have a really positive experience overall. Online, you've got more control of that. So we've always said that, you know, we look to brands like Glossier for inspiration. A few years ago, the idea of buying all your makeup online seemed ludicrous, but they've done it really well. You know, they're almost, in fact, they are approaching unicorn status. What we're trying to build really is sort of the Casper of the black hair industry. So taking something that isn't really online, you know, our major competitors mainly go to retail, and just switching it up, adding the education, making sure that people understand how to choose the safest products for them in a market where most of the options on the shelves are toxic